The sermon is titled, Angels on Assignment. Be enriched as you listen.
So today is our Supernatural Sunday. And what's special of the Supernatural Sunday? It's supernatural. We've come expecting to see God do something. So I hope we're here with expectant hearts as we receive the word today. And the message for our Supernatural Sunday is angels on assignment. Angels on assignment. So through our message, what we are wishing and we are striving to do is to really inform and make us aware about the activity of heavenly beings, of angels. And the Bible has a whole lot to say about angels. And that's what we are going to look into. The Bible talks about what angels do, and it also talks about how angels interact with you and me, or with God's people. And so our goal is to know that these angelic beings do exist, and they are here to assist the people of God. Are there people of God sitting in this room? Then I need to see a wave. Okay, wonderful. Yes, so we're here to know that, as to how these angelic beings are here to assist us, and also how we can invite their assistance in our day-to-day lives. Now, before we begin, we want to start with a disclaimer, to stating very, very clearly that we worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And our focus is on Jesus. It's the focus is on the Word of God. And our attention and our focus is on the work of the Holy Spirit. Nothing in what we are talking about today will take away from that. In no ways are we planning or hoping to shift our focus to angels or communicating with them or anything of that sort. Okay, so we're very clear about who we put our trust in, who we believe in, what our faith is. And our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And the Bible talks about certain warnings, and it gives us biblical warnings. And that's what we are aware of. And we'd like to state two of the warnings that's been given, especially in subject to this. The first warning is where Paul is addressing a specific issue with the Colossian church. And he is warning them about some individuals promoting false teaching and false religion. Let's take a minute to read that in Colossians chapter 2, verses 18 to 19. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God. So we read here that Paul is warning the believers to not let anyone lead the Colossian church or us astray by promoting any kind of practices, for example, the worship of angels. Probably in that time, the worship of angels likely referred to maybe they were venerating the angels or invoking the angels so that they could be the in-betweens between God and man. And that's what Paul's talking about here, that is contrary to what the gospel message is. The gospel message is that Christ alone is sufficient for us to be reconciled with God. And that's something that we take on as a warning. So we do not worship angels in any manner, and neither are we so obsessed or preoccupied with angels or their visitations. Okay, but what we are doing is to be open to understanding how they may assist us. The second warning that we read in the Bible is from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. And this is how it reads. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. I'm sure that all of us are aware that Satan and his demons can pretend to be angels of light so that God's people can be deceived. You know, Satan does not present himself as a dark figure with black clothes, two red horns, and a pitchfork. He's deceptive. So he deceives the way that he comes in as well. So he may appear as something that's attractive in order to lure or entice God's people into sin. And so we need to be discerning, but at the same time, be open to understand how the angelic assistance can work in our day-to-day lives. So to go back to the goal, I'm still at the goal and the objectives of the sermon, is to learn what the scripture says about what the angels do and how they assist you and me as believers, and how we can bring about or invite their assistance for your day-to-day living. All right? Okay, so are we ready to go? Full throttle? 100 kilometers per hour? So before we get there, let's talk about and understand, have an understanding about angels. And we're going to look into a few things, build our understanding about angels. The first thing that the Bible talks about is angels are created beings. God created angels. They did not exist from before. God was the one who created him. And so they are a part of God's creation. So they have certain roles. They have certain functions. Colossians 1:16 says, "For in him all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, all things were created through him and for him." So angels, like you and me, are created beings, just that they are heavenly beings. What else do we know about them? That the angels have a specific function and a purpose. And the primary purpose for angels is to glorify God, is to worship God, is to give him all glory, worship, praise that is due unto him. And we read a lot of those scriptures, and I want to bring up just one or two. Revelation chapter 5, John describes a vision. And when he describes a vision, he says, "I hear the voice of many angels surrounding the throne of God, singing praises to him." We see that in Luke chapter 2, the Christmas story, where the angel comes to the shepherds to bring the good news. And alongside with the angels, the Bible records that there is a host, there is a heavenly host singing praises unto God. So angels have a purpose of worshiping, giving praise to God. Angels also carry out the will of God. They exist to do the will of God. They do what God sends them to do. What God says is what they will do. The angels does the bidding of God. So what he says, the angels will do. Okay? Are we awake or have we gone into angelic realms? So let's come back. Okay. The Bible also talks about different kinds of angels. So there is one kind that's called the assignment angels, or called the cherubim. The assignment angels are those working angels, the ones who are warring. And they're typically sent with a special assignment. And these assignments are related to guarding. It can be related to protecting or executing of the commands of God. They guard God's people, they protect God's people, and they execute commands that God's given. Like we see in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve were banished out of the Garden of Eden, God places a cherubim there to protect the way to the tree of life. And that's the assignment angel, the cherubim. The other kind of angel that the Bible talks about is the adoration angel, which is also called the seraphim. And these are angels always before God's throne, worshiping Him, declaring His holiness, and glorifying Him in every way. Isaiah talks about this. He says he sees a vision of the Lord seated on the throne with seraphim surrounding the Lord, where they are declaring and proclaiming the holiness of God. So we have the assignment angels who have special assignments, and the adoration angels who are there to praise and worship God always before His throne. The last thing that we want to pinpoint here is that angels minister to the saints. Angels minister to you and me. Angels ministers to those people of God, people who are in the Lord. Hebrews chapter 1 verses 13 to 14. But to which of the angels has He ever said, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? So God has assigned some of His angels to minister to you and me, to come alongside you, to serve you, to aid you, to help you. And that's something that God has commissioned them to do. When angels come by your side, they are given a certain task for serving those of us who belong to Jesus, those of us who belong to Christ and who are in the path of salvation. So the angels do help and aid you. Amen. Is that exciting? Is that? Okay. All right. There are going to be more exciting things. So how does the angels of God minister for us? And we're going to be considering some of the ways. It's not a complete list, but it's some of the ways that we will look at how angels assist us as God's people. The first one is angels protect us and deliver us. And some of these verses may be so familiar. If I wake you up in the middle of the night, you will probably be able to rattle this off. Psalm 34:7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him and delivers them." Psalm 91:11 and 12, He says, "For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Now, this is a verse I have been using for the last year or so. I have elderly parents. I have an 86-year-old father and an 83-year-old mother. And in the last 2 months, I think my father has seen the maximum number of falls because of his loss of balance. And every time he's had a fall, praise be to God, there's never been a broken bone. There's never been acute bleeding, unconsciousness. He's picked himself up and he's safe. Because every morning, I speak that word over my parents. And I say, "Lord, send your angels to guard their steps, lest they dash their foot against the bathroom floor, against their bed." And He has stood in honor with that word. So if there are many of you, in fact, after the first service, one person came up to me and said, "Thank you for giving me that, because I know what I can pray for and sleep in peace." So if you have elderly parents, this is something you must pray about. So angels protect us, deliver us. They intervene in keeping us away from harm. And I'm sure as mothers, if you have children who ride bikes in Bangalore City, this is probably a verse that you do speak. Speak this over and say, "God, I commission the angels to go, my son, my daughter, my husband, who's on a bike, who's on the road, bring them safe, protect them. Amen? Second one, the angels assist us and he opens doors for us. Angels assist us and opens door for us. We're going to be looking at a verse, and I just want to build a bit of context as we look at that, is about Abraham. Abraham commissions his servant to go find a wife for Isaac. And you will read that Abraham is declaring his faith that God's angel will assist Eliezer as he goes about this mission. Let's read that. In verse 7, Genesis 24, verse 7 reads, "Lord, the Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my family, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, 'To your descendants I give this land,' he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there." What's Abraham doing? Declaring in faith that God's angel will help him in this mission. Let's look at verse 40. It says, "But he said to me," now Eliezer is speaking here, "'The Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with you and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife for my son from my family and from my father's house.'" In this verse, you see Eliezer affirming that faith and actually experiencing the assistance of the angel in bringing forth a bride for Isaac. So in a similar manner, you and I can just make simple prayers. In whatever situation you may be in where you need assistance, just a simple prayer, say, "God, please send your angels to assist me today. Please send your angels to help me in this government office to move those papers." I don't know how many of you have prayed that. I've prayed that in the last couple of months. Pray and ask for God to send his angels to do things for you. Next one. Angels can deliver material things. Again, to build a context of this, we read about this in 1 Kings, where we see the angel of God delivering food to Elijah. He's famished. He's worn out. He's ready to call it the quits. But the angel of God sees the need and delivers him food. So we do not have any information about how the food was cooked or what was cooked or what came about. We know that the food came. And the truth is that God can do it for us here in our time and life. I've heard testimonies of people losing important documents, having searched their suitcases, not seeing it, but then, you know, the next time they've opened it, it's been there. These are angelic assistants, and you and I can tap into that and have the same similar thing happen to each of us today. Are we on? Are we ready to hear more? Okay. All right. Angels can open prison doors, both natural as well as spiritual. So again, when we look at the verse in Acts, giving you a context. The apostles were spreading the word of God. They were proclaiming Christ. There were miracles happening. The gospel was going far and wide. But there the high priest and the Sadducees were threatened because of the influence of the gospel there. They take Peter and they imprison him. They arrest him and they put him in jail. But that's when the angel of the Lord miraculously intervenes and opens up those iron doors, those prison doors, and sets those apostles free. Let's read the verse. Acts chapter 5, verses 17 to 19. "Then the high priest rose up and all those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation, laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors, brought them out. The angels opened prison doors. How does this apply to you and me today? You and I probably are not in prison cells or jails. We do not have physical iron bars that we are behind. But we may be behind spiritual iron bars. And what does the word of God say here? That the angel opened those doors. He orchestrated the opening of doors. And for you and me, those doors that seem shut, that have no light, you know, you know that God's calling you into something, but you're not able to move past this. God's word brings about angels who can create these opportunities for you, who can clear out those obstacles so that you can walk on the purposes of God. What are your iron doors today? What are your prison doors today? Ask the Lord to send forth his angels to create maybe new things, new opportunities, new pathways, or it may be just to remove those hindrances so you can walk into what God's calling you to do. Prison doors can be opened and angels assist us in that. Amen? Next one. Angels can remove chains. This again, both natural and spiritual. Again, in this context, we see Peter, who was arrested for speaking the gospel, for bringing about the gospel, and he was on a death row. He was in prison, waiting for a verdict to be executed. And that's where you see the entire church is praying on their knees for the release of Peter. The angel of God miraculously appears in the prison and before his trial sets him free. While Peter was sleeping, wakes him up and sets him free. And he appears to the apostles who are praying. Acts 12 verse 7. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. No key needed. Chains fell off his hands. Angels can remove and release, break off, bring release of everything that you and I are bound in, natural as well as spiritual. Again, we are not jailed. We are not in physical chains. But some of us here may be experiencing that bondage, that heaviness, that spirit of sadness, of oppression, something we know has chained us multiple times. God will commission his angels as we pray and ask him to do, to break and release those chains. We've experienced some of that probably in our lives. Maybe it's an illness that you have been having over many years. It almost feels bound. But let's look at what God's word says and ask the Lord to send his angels to release us from those health issues, from anything that keeps us bound. Amen? Okay. Angels engage in spiritual conflict. Angels engage in spiritual conflict. Here again, the passage comes from Daniel. And we see in the verses or in that chapter, Daniel is fasting and he's praying for 21 days to have a revelation of a vision that he's seen. And he knows that it's concerning a vision for the future of the Israelites who were still in captivity. And after 21 days of fasting, we read that the angel appears to Daniel to give him the revelation, but is also explaining to him about the spiritual warfare that's happening in the spiritual realm. Which means the angel said, you know, I'm doing a great conflict there in the spiritual realm. Something that Daniel wasn't even aware of as he was praying. Let's read those verses. Daniel chapter 10, verses 13 and verse 20. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief priests, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Then he said, do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, indeed the prince of Greece will come. In your and my life, there are spiritual battles happening behind the scenes. It's invisible to us. They're happening behind. We do not even see them. We're probably not even aware of them. They're unseen. But the effects of it may be manifested. It's probably a temptation that you're going through. It's probably an oppression. It's maybe a hindrance to an answer to prayer. But we see here that these spiritual battles are being fought by the angels behind. So these demonic spirits, what do? They attempt to hinder God's plan and purpose over our lives. They attempt to hinder answered prayers. They're coming forth to encroach or to come into areas where they're not welcome. But then they attempt to do that. And what do the angels of God do? They minister for us who believe. As we speak the word of God, the angels are acting on our behalf, overpowering the work of the enemy, overpowering the powers of darkness, and bringing us to a place of fulfillment. And this happens when you and I engage in prayer and declaration of God's word. So when you are declaring, speaking, confessing the word of God and believing it in your heart, there is something major happening behind the scenes of this movie. There is spiritual battles taking place. And the angels that are assigned to you are doing that work for you. We need to stand in faith, in hope, praying and speaking the word of God over us. Amen? All right. And the last one. Angels assist in evangelism. Angels assist us in spreading the word of God, in speaking about the gospel. We see this in Acts chapter 8, verse 26, about Philip. God had a very special assignment and a mission for Philip. And this was initiated by the instruction of an angel. And what was Philip called to do? Philip just obeyed. He was asked to go along the road which goes from Jerusalem to Gaza. It was just a direction, said, just go there. And he does that. He's obedient to that instruction. And what happens? Philip sees an Ethiopian eunuch reading Isaiah 53, not understanding what it is about. And Philip was guided by the Holy Spirit. He approaches the eunuch and explains how that passage points to Jesus Christ. Angels assist in evangelization. So the angels can assist you and me in reaching out the gospel to people. And how? They can bring God's instruction to us. They can set things for us, orchestrate things for us in a way for us to reach the unsaved. You know, if you've gone in trains, planes, buses, which we all have done, remember the person sitting next to you is a person orchestrated by the angels to hear the gospel. We need to step out. You know, all of that is set. It's like a great movie. It's a good movie that, you know, the set is perfect. You just have to come in and act. That's how much is set up for us. So angels help us, you and me, in evangelizing, in proclaiming the word of God. Now, we've spoken about a few, but there are many other ways that angels minister to us in scripture. We've just had a short list, and this is only to encourage us to build our expectation today and going forward so that we can pray and ask for the assistance of the angels. Okay? And as I wrap this part, despite whatever ministries that the angels carry out for you and me, it's important to remember that all glory, all honor goes to the Lord of hosts, who is our Savior. And He is the one who ultimately sends these angels. He's the one who's ultimately to be praised. Amen? All right. Okay. Now, this is the how to do. You know, we've spoken about, you've read your manual. Now it's, okay, now what do I do? How do I do? So how do we receive and release angelic assistance. And let's just consider some simple ways of how we can receive angelic assistance for ourselves or even release it for somebody else. Maybe people you care about, your family, your children, those you're working with, your situations, how do you release it? The first and thing, most important thing is pray and ask God. Praying and asking God. Let's look at see of how Daniel prayed and asked God. Daniel chapter 9 verse 21 and Daniel 10 verse 12. Let's read that together. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caught to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. Daniel 10, 12. Then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourselves before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words." What's Daniel doing here? He's praying according to what God wants him to pray. He's just praying according to the will of God. And he is declaring God's word before him. And what happens? God sends out his angels. Here in this portion, it's Gabriel to bring an answer to Daniel's prayer. So as we ask, as we pray, God sends his angels. So what do we ask God for? Ask for angelic intervention. It could be protection of your family, of your children. If your children are leaving the home, pray for their protection. Pray for their spiritual growth. Pray that they will be taken care of. If it's open doors that you're looking for, pray for the angels to go ahead of you and open and make that path clear. Ask for angelic intervention. Ask God to send angels to do a specific task. You may have something that you want to do. You want to get to the government office. You want to get that visa. Angels, go before and get that done for me. Go before and set that straight. Wake up all those sleepy officers and get them to get going. Ask God to send angels to assist somebody. People pray, ask you to pray for them. I'm going in for my surgery today. I'm going in for maybe a job interview. Ask and pray that angels would assist them in wherever, in whatever things that they need. Amen? The next thing, how do we receive and how do we release angelic intervention? Declare God's word. Declaring God's word. Psalm 103 verses 20 and 21. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. What does this verse show you? It says, bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength. Scripture tells us that God's angels are powerful. They're strong. They're mighty in strength. And what do? They heed God's word. They listen to the word of God. So each time you and I are speaking, confessing the word of God, who's listening? Angels are listening and God sends them on a mission. Go do what Jean has said because she's speaking my word. She's speaking my will. Go do what she says. So the more that we declare God's word, the angels stand in obedience to the word of God and they go ahead and they follow the command and the declaration that we are speaking because it is in alignment with scripture. And angels only move according to God's commands. So that's the way to release. Isn't that exciting? That each time you're speaking God's word, you know that God sent, has commissioned his angels on assignment to get what you need or to get what's going on. So where are you today? What do you need assistance for? It's probably in your homes, assistance in some way of caretaking. It can be in something that you need to see members in your family move ahead of. Speak the word of God. Angels will go before. Or it may be something at your workplaces. It may be a dream that God's put into your heart. Maybe it's to migrate to some place, to migrate to another country. God's put that. But you're seeing the iron doors there, speaking God's word into that, so that you will begin to see how you can walk in the purposes of God. So pray and ask God and declare God's word. Amen. May I request the worship team to come up. The last thing that we need to understand as we see all of this, that angels, the assistance of angels is not an excuse for laziness or irresponsibility. Okay? There are some things that angels will do, but there are also things angels will not do. Angels will not go to school for you. Will not go to work on a Monday morning. Angels are not going to cook for you when you have a hard day in the kitchen. They will not do what you are supposed to do and what you are responsible to do. That's your bit. Okay? So laziness is not an angelic description. And angels will not make decisions for you. God has given each one of us a reasoning mind. You know, smart minds. We're smart people because God's created smart creations. And we are responsible for making decisions. We cannot sit idly on the side and expect that the angel will come and make those decisions for us and telling us what we should do. Like, for example, you know, for the fun of it, you're saying, okay, I don't want to climb from floor two to ground floor, so let me just do a jump. Angels will bear me up in their hands. That's foolishness. Okay, or when you're crossing the light, crossing the signal, you can't say, ah, I can just walk. Angels will come and, you know, stop all the things that they see around. No. Okay? We need to obey the rules that are given to us naturally. So we've got to be discerning and understand what is ours for us to do and what is it that we can speak to the Lord to have them do for us. So in summary, we want to keep our focus on Jesus and His word and go about living and fulfilling every promise and purpose He has. At the same time, let us ask for angelic assistance and intervention. God has put His angels on assignment for each of us to help us. And let's take on the help that God has assigned for each one of us. Amen? Can we all stand together? Just take some time to worship and come to a place of time of ministry. We trust that this has encouraged you and really brought you to a place of expectancy. If you've come here with the knowledge, knowing that, God, I'm looking for an answer today, we're going to pray. We're going to pray, and in line with what we spoke about, what we learned today, we're going to ask God to send forth His angels to assist, to help us, to serve us, to guide us, to direct us, to protect us. So whatever you've come here today with, I want you to have a dialogue with God and say, God, this is wonderful news. This is great to know that you have commissioned angels for assisting me. They will do your will. And I know that I'm walking in your will as I pray this prayer. Bring it before God. Have that conversation with God. And ask the Lord to send forth His angels, ministering angels to you as His saint. So let's just take some time to worship and we'll come back. for a time of ministry.
You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield. Though troubles linger still, whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind.
To pray. Just feel in my spirit if there's anyone who's getting ready for a procedure, a surgery, an operation, and you're anxious about it. But the word of God says the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he delivers them. We just speak Lord, in this situation, anyone, Lord, here, people of God, Father, we just speak, Lord, to send your angels to protect from harm into that surgery room, into that clinic. Father, that you will bring about, God, a procedure that comes well, that will lead to people's healing. God, send your angels to keep people away from harm. Lord, I just speak over those who may be waiting upon you for admissions, for a job, probably multiple rounds of interviews, or waiting for documents to be completed to go somewhere. God, we speak that your angels will go before them, orchestrate, Lord, events and things, situations, signatures, approvals that will bring about victory in these areas. Lord, we come and pray especially for those who are been shackled, Lord, in chains, under prison doors. I don't know what your prison door may be. It's a 9-door where you're standing behind and really attempting to shake it. We learned, we spoke today, we said the angels of God opens prison doors, iron doors. And speak into your situation right now. And say, Heavenly Father, I release these angels to do their work, to break off those iron doors, to make a way for me to move forward, for me to move past all of what I'm going through. Maybe it's for families here who have children who've been estranged, children who've gone far away. You release the work and the assistance of the angel over their lives. Speak and say, God, send angels wherever they are, in whatever they do, whatever situation they may be in, whatever addiction they may be in, that no harm will befall them. You will bear them up, Lord, lest their foot dashes against a stone. I pray for all of you who may be having elderly parents. We speak the angels to go, we commission them and align them with what God's word says, that they will be sustained even to their old age, even to their gray hair, they will be sustained, they will be taken care of. If you're battling things in your home, in your marriage, there are bars, iron bars of communication that's there between y'all as a couple, we speak the intervention of God right now. Break everything that's become a stronghold in the name of Jesus. We speak a release of your power over the lives, over marriages right now. Lord, we speak over financial situations. Lord, if there's anyone here, Lord, in debt, has a large sum of money to pay. Father, we see, God, that Elijah was given a plate of food in his utmost need and desperation. We invite assistance, God, in the lives of your people, especially those who are going through financial issues, maybe debts to pay, loans to cover. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we just release your power and your spirit over us as your people. Thank you, Father, for being so mindful of us, that you have commissioned angels. You have assigned angels for every one of our needs, not just physical, but even those that are spiritual. That you have assigned angels to fight our spiritual battles, to war against that which was against us. And God, help us to stand in faith. Strengthen our faith right now as we stand, Lord, declaring your word, confessing your word, believing, Lord, Lord, that you will do as you have promised. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy in each of our lives. We also just want to take a moment to invite anyone who has not accepted the Lord as their Savior. We want to give this time to bring forth and just pray alongside with you. If you've never accepted and known the Lord Jesus as your Savior, here's an opportunity for you to do so. As I lead you in prayer, a very simple prayer, you can take this time to receive and ask the Lord for forgiveness and ask Him to be the Lord of your life. Lord Jesus, we come to you. God, we come to you knowing, Lord, that salvation comes from you. You could repeat this prayer for me if you would like to do so. Heavenly Father, I come to you, know that I am a sinner, broken all your laws, been far away from you. I come right now, ask you to come into my life, into my heart, be the Lord of my life, be the one who is glorified, the one who is honored. Lead me in your paths of righteousness. Help me to build my relationship and intimacy with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Is there anyone who said this prayer alongside with me? This is, again, not to embarrass you, if you could please lift your hands up. Anyone here who has prayed this prayer with me? Anybody? Okay, I don't see anyone. If there is anyone, please do. You could just, on your way out, you could take a bag. It's the first time, a bag which you could go in, and there are certain resources there for you which you could use in your growth with the Lord. Shall we all close in prayer and receive the benediction? Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you have informed us and brought to our spirits today. Lord, as we go out, we set the week ahead of us. We pray, Lord, that we will be bold to pray prayers that ask for the assistance of the angels over our lives. Lord, that we will speak your word and know that the angels will do your bidding. Father, go with your people. May we see testimonies. May we see good news, God, that we can hear of in the coming week. Thank you, Father. To you be all glory. To you be all honor. You are our God. You are the one, Lord, who we yearn for and who we love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's just receive the benediction. I speak the love of the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus, and the fellowship, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit with each one of us today and for the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. We trust this message was a blessing to you. For more free resources, including sermons, sermon notes, and books, please visit apcwo.org. For information on APC Bible College in Bangalore, visit apcbiblecollege.org. Do remember to download the All People's Church Bangalore app from the Apple or Google Play Store.